embracing change. Anne Morrow Lindbergh gained fame as the bride of aviator Charles Lindbergh, and her 1955 book, Gift from the Sea, was a bestseller. Anne had sound advice about changing tides of life. It is only in growth, reform, and change, paradoxically enough, that true security is found. For each of us, real security means mastering the art of sailing our little boats on the shifting seas of life. Sometimes life's waters are smooth, sometimes they're choppy. When you encounter changing conditions, as you most certainly will from time to time, be flexible, be persistent, be optimistic. When you learn to embrace change, when you learn to go and to grow with the flow, it's clear sailing ahead. With God, it isn't who you were that matters, it's who you are becoming. Liz Curtis Higgs. This evening I'll be calling each Patriot Lady by your basic call sign, four letters and three numbers. We've practiced your basic as well as your phonetic call signs for a while now, but please reply back to me in the basic format on this repeater. We've learned that memorization of both formats of call signs are important. We're now able to receive and transmit accurate messages to our families, friends, neighbors, and our communities. We've added more Patriot Ladies to our roster, so I will begin shortly saying your call sign and first name for each radio check. After your responses, I will move on to the next Patriot Lady until we've completed our roster. If you missed your radio check or if you have not participated before and would like to be added to the weekly roster, we will allow time at the end of the transmission for you to state your call sign and first name, and we will include you going forward. We will begin shortly. As for the past several weeks, in our Family Emergency Preparedness Handbook that we got from the Josephine or Jackson County Emergency Management Office, we are going to be covering page 23 this evening called Water Fundamentals. I just realized recently that tomorrow is National Earthquake Preparedness Day, and so we should have actually covered that, and I didn't catch that in time, so possibly we'll go over that next week. But that might be something you want to pay attention to see. There are many places practicing drills and that sort of thing. But since we agreed on the water fundamentals, I will start now. If an earthquake, flood, winter storm, or other disaster occurs in your community, you might not have access to clean water for days, weeks, or even months. Take some time now to store emergency water, filtration, and purification supplies, and learn several filtration and purification methods. Water, an absolute necessity. You and your family can survive for many days without food, but only a short time without water. Following certain emergencies, there might may be significant ample supply of clean water is a top priority. Following certain emergencies, there may be significant damage to regional and local water supply systems and even wells. Having an ample supply of clean water is a top priority in an emergency. Store a minimum of 2 weeks' worth of water for each family member and household pet. 1 gallon per person and pet per day is recommended for drinking, cooking, and minimal washing. Consider what you may need for dishes, laundry, and even cleaning wounds. Remember, large animals require much more water. Write the date on the water storage containers and rotate every 6 months if you don't plan on purifying the water before use. Outdoor water sources. If you need to seek water outside your home, there are several sources. Be sure to filter and purify the water before drinking it. Rainwater, ponds and lakes, natural springs, streams and rivers. Indoor water sources. Don't forget your ice cubes. Toilet tank, not the bowl, contains clean water which can be used directly from the tank. Do not use this water if you have added any chemical treatments, cleaners to the tank. Hot water heater. Be sure electricity, gas are turned off. Open the drain at the bottom of the tank. Start the water flowing by turning off the water intake valve and turning on a hot water faucet. Do not turn on the gas or electricity when the tank is empty. Never drink or cook with water from a waterbed, pool, or spa. They contain an algicide that can make you very sick. Purification and filtration. All sources of water, including well water, should be treated after an earthquake until water can be tested by a local water lab. You will need to ensure that your water is safe to drink by filtering and purifying. Please visit www.cdc.gov, Healthy Water, or www.ready.gov, Water, for more information. Water storage. Store your water in thoroughly washed plastic, glass, fiberglass, or enamel-lined metal containers. Never use a container that has held toxic substances. If using recycled plastic containers, soft drink bottles are best. You can also purchase food-grade plastic buckets or drums. Rotate water every 6 months unless you plan to purify water upon use. Remember, never ration water. Drink the amount you need today and try to find more for tomorrow. Tip: after a flood or earthquake, have your well inspected and disinfected by a well or pump contractor. Another tip: during an earthquake, underground pipes and storage containers, as well as the aquifer, can be damaged. Listen to your local public health authorities for guidance on using your water as it may become contaminated. So that ends the page on water fundamentals. So when I call on you, if you have any suggestions or comments or can help any of the other ladies, or you have any questions, please feel free to speak up. I think I might be able to talk sometime this evening. Sorry, one of those days. At this time, I'll call WRMW-211 Hope. Radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is WRJX-359 Karen. Do you copy?
WRMW-211 Deborah checking in for everybody again.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Deborah. We will check in you, Hope, Sarah, and Betty. Well, thank you for participating in this radio check, and we welcome you all back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRMY 378 Robin, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy? WRMY 378 Robin, this is 359 Karen. Do you copy? Robin, negative contact, 359, moving to the next radio check. At this time, I'd like to check in for WRKP-710 Wanda. She was unable to participate this evening. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRJS-656 Sylvia, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is WRJX-359 Karen. Do you copy?